All right, Mike Kliss is on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Mike, reacting to round one of the NFL draft, it mercifully came, and the Broncos got their guy. Bo Nix, man, that the folks over at Dove Valley have got to be fired up because it's a new era of Broncos football.
Yeah, they are. And the way it came down ranking-wise, guys, is, you know, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels were the top two, and they didn't even mess with those two because they knew they couldn't get them. They were too far out of reach at number 12. You know, everyone was talking about the trade up and the trade back. But after that, of the next four, from what I understand, May, McCarthy,
Penix,
and Nix was next. He was next for Sean Payton. And, you know, just knowing Sean and listening to him the last year, as we all have, I mean, he is at heart a football junkie. I mean, he's an offensive coordinator who does the deep dive. Sometimes he calls plays. He uses terminology that none of us have heard before, but it's part of football jargon. He just loves talking the X's and O's and all the formations and all the different plays. And Bo Nix, after getting to know him here the last 24 hours, as much as we have, you know, he's a coach's kid. And he can speak the same language as Sean Payton. And probably he's football smart, football intelligent. And I think after that private workout, March 18th in Eugene, Sean Payton came away from that after talking to the kid, watching him throw. Sean Payton was smitten with Bo Nix, and he wanted him. Age, you know, all that, you know, over experience, if you will, in college, he didn't care. He just wanted a smart player at quarterback. And he set his sights on Bo Nix. They were worried when Michael Penix went to Atlanta. From what I understand, things got a little hairy there in the draft room. But
why?
The Raiders did, because with Penix gone, Penix was the Raiders' choice. And with Penix gone, would the Raiders move to jump the Broncos to get Nix? That was the concern. And so there was talk about whether the Broncos should go up to the Jets. As, you know, Minnesota panicked a little bit and went up to number 10 in the Jets from 11 to 10, gave up quite a bit to go up one spot because they thought the Broncos liked McCarthy, and that wasn't true. And so Minnesota gave up quite a bit to go up one spot, and they got McCarthy, their guy. But the Broncos held tight at number 12, didn't give up any more picks, and Nix was still there.
Mike, realistically, for Bo Nix, he's our guy, all right? That's supposed to be the franchise quarterback for a very long time. But what should we be thinking of throughout this process? Is he going to be a day one starter, or is he going to gradually kind of move up the rankings, move up the depth chart, and when he's ready to play, we'll take the reins?
Well, I'll work a little backwards. First of all, a guy who's 24 years old and play and was a starter 5 years in college, yeah, he doesn't need the redshirt year like a lot of quarterbacks do. He doesn't have to sit out a whole bunch of games. He will start at some point in 2024. I would say sooner rather than later. Maybe, you know, if the Broncos wind up with a week six bye, that's when it will happen. But he also could very well be the game one starter. I think Sean Payton was honest in saying, you know, they're going to throw the footballs out there and split up the reps evenly. I would think in the first, through the OTAs, Jarrett Stidham will line up with the first team offense. I wouldn't be surprised if Zach Wilson lines up with the second team and Bo Nix with the third.
Yeah.
And that may go through OTAs. And then in the mandatory mini camp, maybe there's a little shift in how the reps are split. First week of training camp, I still think that Bo Nix won't be the starter, but we'll see. You know, I think the preseason will play out on who the starter is initially. But before it's over, Bo Nix will be the starter in 2024.
Yeah, I don't get some of that. I think a lot of that is semantics, Mike, because it's like you just drafted this guy in the first round. He is your future. Okay, you just told me, and I agree with you, and I think you're right. He's played so much college football, he doesn't need a redshirt year. So why would you act like it? Like, let's go. Like, this guy is going to be the starter. Give this guy the first team reps. Give him as many as he can possibly handle. This is the Bo Nix show. It's not the Zach Wilson show or the Jared Stidham show. And if they're confused on that over there, why did you just take the guy in the first round? Like, give this guy the reps. Let's go.
Because there is going to be an adjustment in game speed and practice speed than he's used to. And you don't want him swimming and, you know, all of a sudden seeming like this game is going way too fast for him in the first few weeks, first few months. You want him to acclimate. And it's easier to acclimate from, you know, against the third string guys than it is the first string guys. And so that's why I think that's really the primary. It's not to fool anybody or show respect for Stidham and Zach Wilson necessarily, but there is a breaking in process for everyone, even a 24-year-old, even a five-year guy. You know, it's 5 years, but it's 5 years of college game speed, and it's going to be a little different when he's on the NFL practice field.
So, Mike, we picked up Zach Wilson. Obviously, it's not for no reason. Now, Jared Stidham and Zach Wilson, they should be battling for that second spot as a backup, and whoever wins that is going to be the starter and the other one probably getting cut. Is that kind of what you're predicting?
Well, I mean, I hate to talk in such absolutes and finalities on things like that. I'll say this, that contract-wise, Jared Stidham is going to have to play real well. He only has $1 million guaranteed. He's making $6 million, so he's making more than Zach Wilson as far as what the Broncos are paying, but only $1 million is guaranteed. And if he is released, you know, the offset, his minimum says someone else picks him up. They have to pick him up for the minimum of 1.2 or whatever. And so the Broncos wouldn't lose anything by releasing him. Zach Wilson, on the other hand, has 2.75 roughly guaranteed. So he's less likely to be cut because he has the 2.75 million guaranteed. And obviously Bo Nix will be one. So, I guess there's a chance you could keep three. That's been done before. So we'll have to see how it plays out. But right now, Jared Stidham with just $1 million. Against a $6 million salary. Right now, that contract's not in his favor.
Mike, what position do you think is the next priority for the Broncos over the weekend?
Well, if you got a quarterback, get him some weapons and better weapons, faster weapons. I think today they only have the one pick. We'll see if George Payton, who, you know, I know he's had a lot of heat here lately. But one thing George Payton is pretty good at is moving up and down the draft board. He's been around NFL drafts for a long time. He knows values of picks and making swaps, and he's got contacts throughout the leagues. So I wouldn't be surprised if George Payton winds up with a second-round pick somehow, some way today, and a third-round pick. And I think I think their priority has to, at least one in day two, they have to wind up with a receiver or a runner, running back that can run. They need to get, you know, you saw that the Chiefs picked up more speed, you know, the number one speed in the draft.
Yep.
That's all they do. The Chiefs, during the streak here, guys, it's pretty evident when you watch them on the field, the Chiefs just have way more speed than the Broncos. And then they go get Xavier Worthy. I think the Broncos got to get more speed at the skill position spots. That's besides quarterback, that's been where this team has been lacking, I think, in the last 5-6 years.
Mike, wait, when it comes to the L.A. Lakers and the Denver Nuggets, we're going to switch up on you a little bit here.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, man? Is it a sweep?
Yeah, you might as well. You might as well. I think it's one of those things. I think the Lakers – You know, I was kidding these guys. you know, the games kind of start late, seems like. And I watched a halftime, and I go to bed, and I wake up in the middle of the night and see that the Nuggets came back. When I go to bed, the Lakers look like a great team to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, watching the first half, but they just don't have the stamina.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say about the Nuggets, this is my only comment. I didn't think they were – I haven't watched them since the playoffs of last year, and now I'm watching them again. I'm a front runner, bandwagoner all the way around. But I didn't think they were as good because Bruce Brown is no longer with them, and he was such a key piece last year. But you guys were talking about it. Even though he's gone, Michael Porter's better than last year.
Yes.
He's got way more confidence, and so he stepped up and kind of taken over that slack a little bit. And so, yeah, it's you know, I watched the Bulls kind of change their roster all the way through when they won the 6 out of 8, you know, 6 in a row, but with that donut in the middle when Jordan didn't play. They kept changing the parts, and they still figured out how to win. You know, even though the Nuggets lost a key part, it looks like they're good enough. They're going to be good enough to win it all again.
Mike, last one for me, and I'm going to circle back to the draft, and I'm going to go devil's advocate, okay? Just going to go devil's advocate. Adam Schefter said last night Sean Payton believes he got the same feeling drafting Bo Nix that he had with Patrick Mahomes, that he wanted to draft Patrick Mahomes. How come he didn't look like he drafted a guy that gave him the feeling of Patrick Mahomes after the draft? He didn't, like, you know, 85% of language is nonverbal. It didn't look like he was, you know, thrilled. There was times where he's got a blank stare on his face. Did you pick up on
Sean
that?
Payton?
Yeah.
No. I he was happy in the draft room. And, you know, I think, in fact, he was so happy, he told Patrick Smythe, hey, get me on with Belichick. He wanted to talk with Belichick right away about the selection of Bo Nix.
Okay.
You know, I think Belichick and Sean Payton talk.
Sure.
Not as much as Sean Payton talks with Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
But they're from the same tree, you know, the same family, and kind of think the same way. And I think Belichick, from what I understand, was a Bo Nix fan to an extent. You know, Bo Nix is the most, you know, he's probably the guy closest to the ceiling. And I think that was interesting. Bo Nix, when he was 21 and in his third year at Auburn, he didn't look as good as J.J. McCarthy did at Michigan in his third year at 21 years old. So it's almost apples and oranges when you're evaluating this guy. You know, Drake May only started 2 years. He's 22. Caleb Williams, 2 years, I guess maybe three. He's 21. And you gotta project those guys more than a Bo Nix, who's played 5 years, 2 schools, is 24 years old. Same with Penix. Same with Jaden Daniels. I mean, you got to look at those guys. I just think it's a tough, tough evaluation of quarterbacks because of age.
Yeah.
How do you know, like Tom Brady, how did you know Tom Brady would actually get more arm strength 3 or 4 years into his pro career?
You can't know that.
You know,
you can't know that.
You can't. That's why it's, I don't care if they use AI or whatever. They're never going to get that right. How a player is going. Some players are, I'll go back to my level of competition. There were guys who were stars in eighth grade, and that was their peak. And they didn't make the varsity.
Sure.
You know, and then there were other guys who couldn't tie their shoes in eighth grade, and they were high school stars. You know, they just all come along different. There's no way they can figure that out. And the one concern with Bo Nix is that at 24 years old, he's already, you know, close to what he's going to be.
Right. Well, we'll see, man. This is going to be a fascinating next chapter in the history of the Denver Broncos. There's a new face to the franchise, and it is Bo Nix. Mike, appreciate your time. As always, we'll do this again next week.
All right. You got it, guys.
All right. There he goes, Mike Kliss.